Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives about, most of us want to live optimum levels of health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more, and that's what I attempt to bring you on each of the shows, information you can use for yourself. I'm going to be interviewing a little bit today Betty Louise. Betty had severe pain of rheumatoid arthritis for 26 years. She spent 15 years on pharmaceutical medication, and then she discovered pleasure medicine, using orgasm as a way to heal, so she can now dance, use music, sex, hot water as her therapies. And we're going to be talking about all this and the healing that happened and how you too can look at your own sensuality, sexuality, as a way of creating a difference in your life. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue of concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. And what I want to talk about is the obesity epidemic in this country. The Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation in 2011 released a report on what's going on with obesity in this country. And what they found is adult obesity rates rose 16% in states over the past year. Not one state had a decrease. 12 states now have obesity rates above 30%. Just 4 years ago, prior to 2011, only one state had an obesity rate above 30%, and now it's 12. Obesity rates exceed 25% in more than two-thirds of the states, and Mississippi has the highest rate of obesity of 34.4%. Colorado was the only state at a rate below 20%, and next year they'll probably be above that too. So adult obesity rates increased in 11 states as well as Washington, D.C. prior to 2011. In 8 states, more than 10% of the folks, the adults, now have type 2 diabetes, and high school dropouts have the highest rate of obesity. How does this translate into people's lives? Well, there are 20 different diseases and conditions that are directly attributed to being overweight. In 2009, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention looked at figures from 2006 and found the direct and indirect cost of obesity is around $147 billion annually, or over 9% of all medical spending in this country. And that was 2006. And as I was saying, the rates have jumped dramatically since then, so those figures have had to go way up as well. Obesity is an epidemic. But it's an epidemic that we have the power to do things about. What we eat, lack of exercise, drinking high fructose corn syrup drinks, the different chemicals that are in our foods, all those things, the drugs we take, can add to obesity levels. It's up to us to start paying attention to what we can do about that. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do a free monthly e-newsletter, health, nutrition, wellness oriented. It has different things than what I put in healthy alternatives. You can sign up for that at teplitz.com by clicking on the home about button. You'll also see at the top of healthy alternatives a button that says Jerry recommends. Those are people, products, services that I think you want to know about because they can have a really positive impact on you. Every week, I like to talk about a healthy breakthrough. It's the newest discoveries and latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about is acupuncture. More than 3 million Americans have had acupuncture, and they've used it to relieve things such as osteoarthritis, back pain, migraines, nausea, hot flashes, anxiety, addiction, insomnia, and infertility. More doctors are becoming convinced of the benefits of acupuncture, and it's now estimated that 1,500 U.S. physicians are now trained in acupuncture, and some hospitals even have acupuncturists on staff. Part of what's been happening with acupuncture is Western medicine has been able to start figuring out what's going on with acupuncture and showing its complexity, the verifiable responses in the brain and the nervous system, connective tissue. As an example, one recent study named more than 20 scientifically established benefits of acupuncture, and that's from increasing the effects of pain-killing endorphins and also boosting immune function by releasing anti-inflammatories. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that they did compare real acupuncture with sham acupuncture, where they used toothpicks in the sham acupuncture, or very short needles that are placed even in inactive points. Now, many but not all of the studies found that both versions did provide some relief, but there's another piece that has been put into play with brain imaging. While it found that the sham and the real acupuncture did affect brain chemistry, the real acupuncture triggered the release of not only pain-relieving endorphins, as the sham one did also, but the real one also increased the number of endorphin receptors in the brain. And endorphin is what you use to feel good. By increasing the receptors, you're actually winding up feeling better. In addition, medicine doctors now realize, and there's been research validating, the whole concept of the placebo effect being very real in your body. So besides the physiological effect of acupuncture, there may be also the psychological effect, but that psychological that's actually triggering a physiological response in the body. So there have been more than a dozen studies over the past decade that has shown even that acupuncture is more valuable than conventional care for treating things like osteoarthritis, pain in the knee, as well as lower back pain. So the list goes on and on now. It's becoming more and more positive in terms of the benefits of acupuncture, where it can even help with somebody who's suffering cancer. And what they're finding is that it actually eases neurological symptoms, it reduces the nausea and pain of the chemo, and it may improve the survival outcomes by enabling patients to stick with the grueling sessions of chemotherapy. So take a look at acupuncture, ask around for friends of yours if they know good acupuncture, and check it out for yourself. Before I bring on my guest, Betty Louise, I want to share with you a video that I have created called Par and Beyond Secrets to Better Golf. If you're a golfer, or if you're involved in any sports, you can actually watch this video and apply the approach in your game, whatever your game is. Well, the video is designed more specifically towards golfers, and I've had golfers who watched the DVD and they've gone out and shot personal best from that experience. So if you want to learn more about where you can get the DVD, it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't notice a change in your game, you can always send it back. Just go to golf-help.info. That's golf-help.info. Check it out. You're going to love the results. My guest today is Betty Louise. She's known by many as the Queen of Flow. She's the founder of internet radio show Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. So the word orgasmic is where we're going to be focusing in on today. So if you're tired of focusing in on what's wrong with your body and you're one of 40 million couples that suffer from what she calls a sexless marriage, today may be the chance for you to transform that forever. Betty Louise was originally diagnosed with progressively destructive chronic pain condition over 25 years ago. So Betty knows pain inside out. And after 15 years of pharmaceuticals, she now trusts her own inner guide and follows her own natural recipe for healthy healing. She's committed to increasing natural healing on the planet, especially in the area of our inner beauty and our sexuality. Her blessing is to help people fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. And she has over 150 radio shows and podcasts on her website at CoachBettyLive.com, where she has interviewed experts, authors, innovators, and artists on ancient wisdoms to cutting-edge scientific research. So, Betty, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you using the term living an organic and orgasmic life. We may as well start there. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I hope it conjures up some nice images for people because that is part of the intent. What I specifically mean by organic and orgasmic living, the organic piece is about learning to move with the flow of your life, listen to your body. This is what I've had to do through having a chronic pain condition. So not come up against the resistances. You know, my body informed me long before I had a lot of chronic pain that there was something going on, but I resisted listening. So I've learned to now flow with my body more. So the organic piece is about flow. And the orgasmic piece is about squeezing the juice out of every moment, Jerry, embracing all of our experiences. I have tremendous gifts that I have received from this chronic pain condition. So that's what it's about, you know, just really embracing it all, moving with the flow and embracing life.
So when you're using orgasmic, you're going way beyond just the notion of the sexual orgasmic.
Yeah, when I talk about sexuality, I actually talk about your relationship with yourself around sexuality. That's what needs to be in place first. And then you can bring this really amazing, sexual, beautiful being to your relationships. And it's not just about your sexual relationships. It's about all of your relationships and your work. You know, orgasmic living is really about being in your passion, in your juice, with everything you're doing.
Kind of like whole life living.
Yeah, just, you know, and I'm not saying that it's we don't have down times. I get sad. You know, I have my days and my moments, but it's about living it all fully. really feeling into it, you know, not judging our experiences so much as good and bad, and I want to always feel this way. It's like we can't, you know, everything is constantly changing. And so if we can move with the flow of those changes, what I've learned in my life and that what I've observed with the clients I've coached is that life becomes just wonderful and fabulous, and you can appreciate and feel grateful so much more if you live from this place.
Question for you, because you're having that chronic pain for like 25 years and on pharmaceuticals 15, how were you able to get to this concept of organic and orgasmic with all that pain going on?
Yeah, well, it was an aha moment for me over 7 years ago now when I decided to get off of all the pharmaceutical medication. My daughter was old enough to start to care for herself and drive herself to school. And there were just a couple of different events that happened that made me stop and say, wow, there's got to be a better way, because I was walking down a path of just higher and higher dosages. And now I'm taking drugs to offset the side effects from other drugs because my flares kept breaking through all the medication. You know, that was patching the symptoms, helping me function, but I wasn't getting a deep healing. So it was getting off of all of that medication and being in a lot of pain and exploring all of the natural ways that we can go about getting to the inner world where we can make the adjustments and the changes so that our life actually changes and we work with nature more.
So you also have a term of orgasmic healing. Can you tell our listeners what that means?
Yeah. So Marvin Gaye, of course, has been singing about sexual healing for many, many years, and this is one of the 500 all-time greatest hits. And it was literally an experience that I had that I think so profoundly speaks to orgasmic healing. And that is that after I got off of all this medication and I was in, you know, excruciating pain for a time, just to give your listeners an example, for those that don't know about rheumatoid arthritis, is a systemic condition that affects your joints and hot, swollen joints. And so I, lifting the covers off in the morning, I mean, I had pain from my shoulders to my elbows to my wrists to my hands. And so I'm just lifting the covers off, feeling pain. Now I'm rocking back and forth just to stand up. I stand up. I'm inching my way down the hallway because my hips, my knees, my ankles are just all hot and swollen. And I, you know, go and sit down on the toilet. I'm not even sure if I can get back up again. So it was in that moment that literally Marvin Gaye started singing.
When you're stuck on the toilet.
Well, you know, it's like when you're in that kind of pain, your mind opens to all sorts of different ways to think and different ways, different alternatives to try. And so Marvin was singing in my ear, and I moved on it. I had a very safe man that I'd had a relationship with, and I really like to underline that word safe, because you cannot have orgasmic healing if you're not feeling safe. And I invited him to come over, and I said, boy, if there's an experience, you know, of if sexual healing works, I'm a good test case, because my pain level was, you know, off the charts, at a 10 or higher. And after a night of spending it with him in orgasmic healing, I was about a 4. I got up the next morning. I stood up easily. It was easy to lift the covers off. I walked down the hall normally. So it was dramatic what happened to me. The release that you get from an orgasm, there's not a lot of other things you can do in life that give you that same sort of release.
Now, your view, I believe, is that for women, they have difficulty allowing and receiving and surrendering to pleasure. Can you explain why that's so?
Well, you know, bottom line is we're just too dang busy. We're running on these hamster wheels, And we, as women, we need to pause and fill up and nourish ourselves. Our oxytocin levels are very low. That's what keeps us in balance. And so because of that, for us sexually, we can't multitask, you know, and be sensual and sexual and have orgasmic healing. But it's very difficult, for one thing, for women to turn off their minds, to just not be thinking about the next thing they're going to do, to really deeply get into our bodies. We're very disconnected to our bodies overall. And that's shown up in how we feel about our beauty. Jerry, it's astounding, but only 3% of women worldwide can call themselves beautiful comfortably. 3%. That is a lot of disconnection to beauty. And so it's very hard to receive when we're not in this place of feeling beautiful and sexual as if we deserve to receive.
See, a pretty big marketplace out there, so to speak, of people to help women, because with 97% not viewing them that way, how then can you help them learn to allow, receive, and surrender?
Well, there's a couple of things I like to point women to right off the bat. One of the things around their beauty is how they look at themselves in the mirror. And I was there for many years myself. I have a dance degree, so I used to spend lots of time in front of the mirror placing things down to my fingernail. I went through a period where I couldn't even look in the mirror for 16 years as my body started changing with rheumatoid arthritis. But I came, what I've learned just in the last 3 or 4 years, how to look at myself in the mirror and not have a hard focus on what's wrong, like the wrinkles, the little red spot on my nose that comes and goes. I used to just literally look in the mirror, and that's the first place I would go. So what I teach women is to have a soft focus, take in their whole bodies, more of their essence, and then slightly focus on their eyes. And that's the way you begin to retrain your brain to take in more of the essence of your beauty. So there's the beauty piece, and then in terms of the sexuality, helping women get into their sexuality, sensuality is how I help them first. I help them pause and get in touch with being 100% present with their sight, there's the sounds, the taste, the smell, the touch. And that's what begins to help them relax so that they can have these amazing sexual experiences that live within us. And it's a very natural place to live. It's, you know, my thing is sexual wellness. We need to have conversations around sexual wellness. And so I'm one of those starting the conversation.
So before we continue our conversation about sexual wellness, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Dr. Jerry Teplitz on Healthy Alternatives, and we'll be back with my guest in just a moment.
What I want to talk to you about is some help I would like from you. The Healthy Alternatives Internet radio show is downloaded each month by between 70 and 100,000 listeners. I'd really like to expand those numbers, and so I'm asking you to please Twitter about this. If you like what you're listening to, you like the information I'm giving you, the interviews I'm doing, if you would tweet it, if you would blog about it, if you'd email friends and family about it, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you for taking the time to do that in advance.
So my guest today is Betty Louise. Betty Louise is known as the Queen of Flow. She's founder of the internet radio show Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life, and we've been talking about that with her. She started with being diagnosed with a progressively destructive chronic pain condition for over 25 years. And basically out of that experience, she's now committed to really helping people fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. And she has over 150 radio shows and podcasts on her website at Coach Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, live.com. So, Betty, we were talking about this notion of the orgasmic healing. Now, how can sexual wellness affect other people, other aspects of people's lives?
Well, my vision is a big one, Jerry. I think sexual wellness can actually heal ourselves, our relationships, and the planet. And I'm not alone there, especially in terms of women and their sexual wellness. One of the other statistics that I have learned of is that there are over 60% of women that are repressed sexually. And people I've talked to said that number is even low. So there's just so much disconnection with our sexuality, which is really, you know, it seems so funny to me that we have such a difficulty with it, because when we stop and think about it, it's why we are all on the planet, is someone had sex. You know, so it's a very natural phenomenon. And there is so much for us to tap into in this inner sexuality, because that's what I teach. I teach about inner sexuality. When we have an orgasm, where does that orgasm live? It lives in our bodies. So it's energy that we can draw on. You know, I'm here in Northern California, so I know I can get into a little bit of Northern California speak, but I think we're all becoming more and more conscious about how everything is energy, including our orgasms.
Now, how would you then redefine beauty in your context?
Well, redefining beauty is that's a really interesting question. It's the inner beauty that I want women to feel and experience. You know, outer beauty is forever changing, and inner beauty, when we start to tap into that place, it only gets deeper and more meaningful for us. Because as you talked of my blessing, you know, it's really about self-love, the bottom line. You know, when a woman looks in the mirror, Jerry, and she like says, "Wow, I feel really good today. I feel beautiful. I'm in touch with just that I'm a sexy woman." When she goes out there in the world, the vibration that she puts out there is it changes everybody she meets. And that's the kind of energy that can literally begin to change the heal Mother Earth. You know, Mother Earth is feminine energy. And if all of the women walking around on the planet are feeling stressed out and dried up and just unbalanced, it's really impossible for our planet to be happy.
Now, with looking at the women's side of the equation, what about the guy's side of the equation with this? Do you focus in on that at all?
Well, I have definitely done some relationship coaching. I love men, and I am so excited about the movement that I feel of more mindful men, understanding how women need to get back to this place. My call to action, you know, what has been downloaded to me is that I need to work with women about getting to this juicy place that lives inside of each one of us. Because that, when we go there, when women are happy, men are happy, and our planet is happy. That's truly the way I see it. I mean, you know, it's forever had that little phrase, you know, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And the truth is, there are a lot of very unhappy women on this planet.
So with the notion of sexual healing that you're talking about, can you share a little bit more about what your personal experience has been with this and some of your clients that you've worked with?
Yeah, I am telling you, it's some pretty powerful stuff. So after I had this one night experience, I went on to actually do a year and a half work with a sexual tantric master. And he's the one who really...
Hold on. For our listeners, you better describe what you mean by sexual tantra. They may not understand that term.
Yeah, well, it's a way of looking at sex in a really spiritual context. It's around breath work. It's around moving energy with your sex. It's very purposeful. And with our availability of Google, I would suggest anyone that is interested to Google, because there's so much that's been written about Tantra and there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But it's really about taking the act of sexuality, the way I see it, is just to a deeper sexual sacred place where you're moving energy. And so in that, some of the experiences that I have had around the ability to move energy with an orgasm is as I am in the pleasure of an orgasm, I am focusing my energy to various different places where I have incredible tension, tightness, pain, which is very common, of course, when you have a condition like I have, and it will release. So that is one very specific way that sexual healing can be directed. Now, the other thing that I have discovered for myself, and I've worked with many clients around helping them tap into this place, is this place of that this orgasmic energy lives inside of me. The man that I worked with, the tantric master, for a year and a half, he's the one who first put the idea that a woman can be orgasmic 24/7, that we have the ability to do that because of the way our bodies are designed and how what sexual beings we are in our nature. And so I began to explore that, tapping into that orgasmic feeling energy at various different points in my day, where then I can use that good, yummy energy to do some of my work, to write some of my articles, to work with some of my clients. So it's some really powerful stuff.
So how can you give us an example of one of your clients and how their life changed from using these concepts?
Well, what seems to happen, and I'm working with this young woman right now from North Carolina, that she's 20 years old, and oh my goodness, she's about ready to completely take the world by storm. That's what happens, is what gets transformed within us as women when we find this place of beauty and sexuality is we have the courage to do things that we didn't think we could do. You know, again, on those days a woman is just feeling hot about herself, you know, she can talk her way out of a ticket, she can get to the front of the line. I mean, it's like she can do anything she wants to do when a woman is truly in that place. So this young woman just has this courage, confidence. She's ready to, you know, take the country by storm and travel and to colleges and speak her message very clearly. And I'm telling you, Jerry, this went in a matter of 5 sessions I did with her. She went from having some dreams and you know, realizing they were there, that someday maybe, to literally coming up with a plan, executing this plan, and she is making it happen. So the process that I have, that I call it my 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure, and I'm just going to very briefly describe it. This is what women have to do to get to organic orgasmic living. They have to pause. They have to ponder and get into their bodies after they've paused to see what's there without judgment. They have to start painting new perspectives that are healthy alternatives to the lifestyle that we have been living. And then you penetrate deeper for those wisdoms and those dreams that have been set aside. And then you pop yourself out in the world. So those are my five P's.
So if people want to learn more about this, when they go to CoachBettyLive.com, what kinds of things will they find there to assist them?
Well, it's a blog site, so I completely encourage your listeners to just page through what you'll find there are articles. I write articles every couple of weeks on all of these topics about inner beauty, inner sexuality, self-love. I post jokes every Monday, and I get a lot of great feedback about my jokes. You know, we just need to keep laughing and not taking things so seriously. That also helps you be in flow and squeeze the juice. And then I have podcasts. I have done, as you said, over 150 podcasts on natural healing for the last 4 years. And so there's just a lot of really great information on the site.
And I gather you probably work with people on the phone, too, long distance.
I do phone and Skype sessions only. So, I'm working with people from all over the world. And right now, I'd love to extend this offer to you, to your listeners. I'm doing a 15-minute complimentary sexual wellness assessment. And if your listeners are interested, they can email me, coachbetty@coachbettylive.com.
So if you'd like to get that assessment, go email her at coachbetty@coachbettylive.com, and coachbettylive.com is her website as well. So Betty Louise, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Jerry.
My guest next week is going to be Edith Nam. Edith has 25 years of experience as a counselor and an educator. She is a liver cancer survivor. She survived thyroid, breast, and colon cancers. She's authored 6 books on stress management. And Edith is dedicated to sharing simple, safe, specific self-help strategies that can free your mind from fear so you can feel confident, you can have realistically achievable goals, and also what she says, increase your smile mileage. She's the author of the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. So join me next week when I talk to Edith Nam. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.